This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to Edvard Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite, which is music that he wrote for a play called Peer Gynt. This piece combines two giants of Norwegian culture in Grieg and the playwright Henrik Ibsen. It's interesting to note that they shared roughly the same timeline. Ibsen was 15 years older than Grieg, but like Grieg, he rose to prominence in the 1860s, and they died within a year of one another, so their lifetimes pretty much exactly coincided. At the time, Norway was a part of the Kingdom of Sweden, and before that it had been a part of Denmark. It hadn't been its own independent country. But there was a nationalist streak running through Europe, and Norway was swept up into it. Both Ibsen and Grieg, like a lot of artists at the time, used folk traditions from their own country, Norway, in their work, and they've been credited with helping to create a national Norwegian cultural identity. The play Peer Gynt itself was loosely based off of a Norwegian folktale, although Ibsen takes a lot of liberties with the source material. The plot is pretty complicated, so I'm not going to go into it too much, but it essentially follows the exploits of Peer Gynt, who's sort of a ne'er-do-well from the mountains of Norway, and he gets himself into various scrapes and he travels all over the world. It's heavily satirical and quite absurd in parts, and is full of great scenes and imagery if you're a composer looking for inspiration. And the music that Grieg wrote for it ended up being some of his most popular work. Now, ironically, the one part that he really didn't like from this ended up being by far the most well-known thing that he ever wrote. In the Hall of the Mountain King is the final movement of this suite, and it was written for a scene where Peer Gynt finds himself among a group of trolls, including their king, the Mountain King. It's creepy. It's mainly based around this single melody that the orchestra plays over and over and over again. Dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 and it builds in intensity. It's this 3-minute whirlwind, and it's been used in a lot of movies and TV shows. But Grieg himself said, "I have done something for the Hall of the Troll King, which literally I can't bear to hear. It reeks so of cow turds and ultra-Norwegianism." Still, he ended up putting it into this suite, which is the first of two that he published using music from the play. One of the reasons I won't get into the plot of the play is that the music in the suite is not in chronological order, so the plot doesn't really help you that much in figuring out what's happening. The pieces are relatively short, they're only a few minutes each, and each one is built around a clear melody, which might help explain their popularity. They're very easy to grasp onto. There are four pieces in total. And the first one, Morning Mood, comes from a scene set in northern Africa, where day breaks over the African landscape. And the music is meant to evoke the sun breaking through the clouds. It features a hopeful melody and a swelling orchestra. The second movement is a much more dark mood, Åse's Death. It accompanies the death of Peer Gynt's mother. It's all strings, and it feels more resigned and bleak rather than sad or emotional. The third movement, Anitra's Dance, takes us to Arabia, where the daughter of a Bedouin chief dances for our hero, Peer Gynt. And it has the same creeping, plucked strings that will come up in that final movement, the most famous one in the Hall of the Mountain King. Here's the Musopen Symphony with Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite.
Thank you.
Have that stuck in my head for the rest of the day, and it really does feel like a bunch of trolls sitting around some dingy cave somewhere. That's one of the things that I love about Grieg's music for Peer Gynt, is that even without having seen the play, and I have not seen the play, although I'd love to see it with the music, you can still get a sense of the dramatic mood that Grieg was going for. That one's creepy, the Anitra's dance takes you to Arabia, and it's just so evocative of whatever the scene is supposed to be in the play. You can picture it in your mind as you're listening. Thanks to the Muse Open Symphony for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have a chance, please go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever it is that you get this podcast, and rate and review it. It would really help out a lot. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to start a two-parter examining a piano concerto from one of the masters of all time on the piano, like the Jimi Hendrix of the piano, Sergei Rachmaninoff, and his first piano concerto.